Ever since Iran's Islamic Revolution in 1979, millions of Iranians have left their country, and that includes many who now live in the United States. The largest community is in Los Angeles. And there, people have been hungering for news from their homeland and also to share stories of family and friends. One radio station catering to that need in recent days is KIRN. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Radio station KIRN bills itself as the only U.S. station that broadcasts full-time in Farsi. Ordinarily, current events share the airwaves with music, technology, business, and sports. One of the most popular programs is a daily psychological advice show with Dr. Farang Halakwi. Halakwi usually gets questions about relationships with family, friends, or coworkers. But the questioner he's responding to here asked him for his reaction to the pictures of violence coming out of Iran. His answer lasted several minutes. At one point, he said he was thinking, "What if I were there and this had happened to my sons? How could I deal with it?" Halakwi says those are the kinds of feelings that many of his callers have.
Frustration, anger, sadness, sometimes even helplessness. You can feel it because they really don't know what to do.
Nearly all of Halakwi's callers are in the United States, but many have been in touch with friends or family still in Iran. So in the past few days, his show has become a sort of community bulletin board.
Even sometimes people calling me and crying that my brother or my friends got killed or right now he or she is in prison or were arrested.
KIRN is now almost all call-in all the time. The station's general manager, John Paley, made that decision the day after Iran's disputed election. He says the estimated 500,000 Iranians living in the Los Angeles area deserve no less.
Our decision to open the lines was because of the need to give the Persians in this country and maybe even some around the world an opportunity to vent, to talk about what's going on. And we also learn from it.
For 10 years, KIRN has been heard on the AM dial in Southern California, and it can now also be heard around the world on the Internet. The station produces most of its own shows, but some of its airtime is sold for infomercials, also in Farsi. Nick Yakani and Jim Hossein Majid buy a couple of hours a week to talk about their financial planning business. But this week, Yakani says they decided on the spur of the moment to convert their finance show into a public affairs program to talk about events in Iran.
And I think that was a wonderful idea because people came and they talked about, you know, what's taking place in their country. We've been waiting for this for many, many years. And it's so beautiful that we are all united, fighting for freedom. And then that was the least we could have done today.
Some of the people I spoke with at the station told stories, only off the record, of their harrowing escape after the Iranian Revolution, or the executions of many loved ones during those times. But the feeling that now, finally, some measure of freedom may be coming to Iran seemed pervasive throughout the station. Yakani and Majid were no exception.
Something has opened up, you know, and I think this is just going to get bigger and bigger. That is my personal opinion. I feel it. I don't know how Jim feels about it, but I do.
Well, yeah, this time I think something major will happen. Major, major, major reform is going to happen.
No one knew if that would take days or years, or what price the people of Iran would have to pay. But the Iranians in Southern California now have a place to share their dreams and their fears. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
¶¶